This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
On Thursdays, we hang out with Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Brad.
Hope you're well.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm well hydrated. I'm working through this bottle at a rate of knots here in the morning. I might have to excuse myself a little bit later on to take a walk down the corridor.
Well done.
Thanks. You teach us stuff so practical every Thursday. When I hear you, I say to myself, I can't unlearn the stuff that Wendy has now shared and taught. Like, if I'm not going to follow good advice on how to live my best life from a health perspective, I mean, that's bad. I mean, how often do we get good advice and good direction and we learn new things? We say, yeah, I'm not going to do anything with that. And then we wonder often why we struggle.
Yeah, it's very true. And I think sometimes we need to hear it more than once. Sometimes we have all the knowledge in our heads, but we, you know, not that sure how to implement it. So yeah, sometimes it's around repetition and, you know, hearing the message a few times or being confronted with maybe a health issue, the same type of health issue before we actually get the message.
Yeah, we've been talking about staying hydrated. We ended last week when we said, well, how much water should we drink? And you said a good indicator is light-colored urine, which is very practical, and that we should aim to drink 6 to 8 glasses, about 1.5 to 2 liters of water per day. That's where we left things off. Sometimes we need a bit of practical help to be able to have good habits of water drinking. What are some of the practical ways we could, practical tips you could share with us this morning, Wendy, that can help us to stay hydrated throughout the day?
Well, I think first of all, we need to be aiming to drink water regularly. We shouldn't wait until we're thirsty. Mm. We should carry a reusable water bottle. And we can set reminders on our phones, or we can use an app to drink water. We can include hydrating foods in our diet. We can reduce the intake of caffeine or alcohol or other dehydrating liquids and foods that we're eating. Be mindful of our salt intake. We can include herbal teas or infused waters. And we obviously would want to adjust our hydration according to the weather and our physical activity.
Yeah, what you're reminding us of here, we mustn't wait until we're thirsty. When we're thirsty, we've already gone past a particular point, have we? I mean, we shouldn't be feeling thirsty. We should just stay hydrating, is what you're saying?
That's right. Yeah. So thirst is a late sign of dehydration. And if we are still thirsty, then that might show that there's a problem with our electrolyte balance, that we're still not, our cells are not absorbing that water. So we want to be sipping water throughout the day rather than drinking large quantities at once. If we drink a very big volume of water all at once, it's quite overwhelming for our bodies.
Yeah.
So it's better to sip throughout the day and drink it regularly than all at once.
Is it possible to drink too much water?
You can definitely drink too much water. Water is obviously going to flush out nutrients as well. So if we're drinking very big quantities of water, we're likely to be eliminating some of our essential minerals as well.
Mm. All right, so we need to stick. Now we've got to drink this. I think people sometimes we look for an out, like, oh, you know, drinking coffee and tea and you like soda. I'm sure that's going to contribute. Last week you reminded us that's not the case. So whatever we are, if we're drinking, are we going to talk now about fruit and veggies? That's giving us water, but that is now on top of our 1.5 to 2 liters. We can't cower away from that fresh water intake.
No, we absolutely can't. So water is water, and that's what our bodies actually need. We also must please try and remember that we ideally want to be drinking filtered water and not tap water. And if we want to be able to do this throughout the day, it's ideal to keep a reusable water bottle with us as we move about on our day. So at our desk or as we're driving about.
Mm.
But preferably a glass or a stainless steel container, not reusable plastic.
Ah, what about fruits and veggies? I mean, they're watery, and you think about fruit and the juice drips down your chin while you're getting stuck into a watermelon or a mango. There's water content in there, surely, too.
Absolutely, yes. So they do, especially the higher water content fruits and vegetables. So things like cucumber and watermelon, oranges, strawberries, lettuce, celery, those kind of foods, they not only contribute to our fluid intake, but they also provide some of the essential nutrients that we need for hydration. So a lot of those minerals will be in those types of foods as well.
We're not trying to find a shortcut here, but a lot of people says, "Oh, I just don't like drinking plain water. It's a bit boring." What do you say to that?
Well, yes, a lot of people don't like the taste or they don't like water itself. So what I normally then recommend is that go for caffeine-free herbal teas or infusions. So you can have a pot of boiling water with some ginger and some cinnamon and some mint leaves or some cucumber or some berries. There's all sorts of things that you can infuse the water with. And then as that steeps, you can either drink it hot or cold afterwards. But it'll hold the flavor of whatever you've put in there, and that makes it more palatable to drink.
Yeah, we've got a lovely lady that sits at reception, and whenever there's a meeting or whatever, she's always big on bringing cucumber and mint and lemons and even strawberries in the summertime, and she'll put that in a big jug of water when there's a meeting. So we're never boring water here where we are. And that actually is lovely because it not only looks nice, but it just sometimes takes that plain edge off if people want just a little bit of a flavor in there, knowing that at least it's not sugar or some kind of other cordial that we end up mixing in water sometimes.
Yes, I think that's important as well. And something else that's important to think about is water should not ideally be if for hydration and for bone balance and mineral balance, it should ideally not be fizzy. So our soda waters and our what do you call those spring waters?
Sparkling
That
water,
all the
yeah.
fizzy ones, sparkling waters. Yes. They should be drunk in moderation. They will help for hydration, but they can upset the mineral balance because of their pH. They generally have a different pH to what our bodies thrive on.
Well, that's interesting because you always think it's just bubbles. But obviously, that's not
Exactly.
just the case. This is interesting. And we in wintertime, I suppose we can always have soups and things, but sometimes they can have a lot of salt in them. Does that affect our hydration level, salty food?
Yes, it certainly does. So salts increase our dehydration. So if we are eating those salty foods, we need to then be drinking extra fluids to make sure that we're compensating or increasing more of those hydrating vegetables and fruits in our diets as well.
You've mentioned 1.5 to 2 liters as standard. If we're in the heat of summer and maybe we're working out at the gym or we're going for a run or a walk and we're perspiring, do we then need to increase the water intake because of that water loss through perspiration?
Yes, absolutely. So when it's really hot and you're doing a lot of activity, and you're sweating a lot, then I would recommend electrolytes as well. So our sodium, potassium, magnesium, and calcium levels can be affected by sweating, especially profusely, and the heat can exacerbate that. So we want to replenish those as we hydrate as well. So then you would not just use your water, but you would probably look at using electrolytes as well.
So, should one consider a sports drink if you're at exercising? I'm thinking of our kids at school playing rugby and soccer and hockey and the like. I mean, should we be giving them a colorful bottle full of electrolytes? Is that okay, or should we be sticking to the plain water?
Well, that's not an easy answer because a lot of the drinks that they're giving are full of colorants and sugar and things like that, and that's not ideally what we're wanting. You're wanting more along the lines of pure electrolytes, and those can be then added to water or to juices that are diluted, and that would probably be better than the colorful drinks that are available.
Yeah, I would think so. As we wrap things up, someone says, "I enjoy hot lemon water." We didn't really speak about whether it should be hot or cold when we're drinking water. I mean, is a warm water also fine?
Warm water is perfect. Yes, it doesn't matter the temperature. The thought is that the best water for our bodies is room temperature, but warm water, obviously our bodies are hot. If you're drinking cold water, it can take a little while for your body to heat that up, but it's again on preference. Some people like the colder water, some people like the warm water, but warm water is definitely not a problem. It's actually got quite good for you to be drinking it warm.
Well, there you go. And I've seen some things trending online saying, first thing in the morning, you need to have a glass of lemon water or something like that. Is there any benefit to starting the day with lemon water?
Yes, it's lemon is it helps to keep your body alkaline. And the more alkaline our bodies are, or if our bodies are in an alkaline state, we have less inflammation. So it's not a terrible habit to have. I would just recommend that it's not too close to food, because we want an acidic stomach for when we're eating food. So having it away from food is perfectly fine.
Thanks for all of that. Wow, so much info in just a few short minutes together with Dr. Wendy Kirsten, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Thanks so much, Wendy, fount of information. And thanks so much also to you that are sending through a few questions and comments that I could share here with Wendy. Here's to a really great Thursday, Wendy, and we'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, Brad. Have a lovely day. Bye.
Bye, Wendy.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.